A Passage to India by E.M. Forster, read by Meera Sayal. Except for the Marabar Caves, and they are 20 miles off, the city of Chandrapur presents nothing extraordinary. Edged by the river Ganges, it trails along the bank. The streets are mean, and though a few fine houses exist, they are hidden down filthy alleys. So abased, so monotonous is everything that meets the eye, that when the Ganges comes down, it might be expected to wash the excrescence back into the soil. Inland, the prospect alters. There is an oval maidan, and a long, sallow hospital, and a railway station. Beyond the railway, the land sinks and rises again steeply. On this second rise is laid out the little civil station, and viewed hence, Chandrapur appears to be a different place. It is a city of gardens. It is a tropical pleasance, washed by a noble river. The toddy palms and neem trees and mangoes rise from the gardens, whose ancient tanks nourish them. They glorify the city to the English people who inhabit the rise. As for the civil station itself, it provokes no emotion. It is sensibly planned, with a red brick club on its brow, a grocer's and a cemetery, and the bungalows are disposed along roads that intersect at right angles. It has nothing hideous in it, and only the view is beautiful. It shares nothing with the city, except the overarching sky.